Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindful Heart. This is Sing, wishing you peace, joy, and happiness. In this episode, I will introduce the Diamond Sutra and take all of you to practice mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness has been around a long time. The idea started with the Buddhas as part of their meditation practice. Over 30 years ago, Jon Kabat-Zinn noticed that mindfulness skills helped ease the stress of cancer patients, and he founded the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program at the University of Massachusetts Medical School for that purpose. Other health providers began using mindfulness to help with all kinds of other problems. Some problems that have been shown to improve with mindfulness skills are deep emotional problems, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, chronic pain, grief, and even behavior problems in children and teens. So, understanding mindfulness will help you to more quickly receive the unbelievable benefits these skills have to offer. Human beings are incredible. We have the ability to dream, to imagine, to contemplate, to create. Without these incredible abilities, human beings could never have envisioned the vast cities in which we live or created the plans that built them. Without the ability to reflect on and ponder the past, we wouldn't be able to learn from our mistakes or use past experiences to guide us in making decisions. Memories and imagination are wonderful gifts, but there are times when they do more harm than good. This is when they pull us from the present moment and send us time traveling. Such as anxiety is a natural response to treat your amygdala, an almond-shaped structure in your brain, is triggered by danger and begins the process that enables your fight or flight response. It prepares our body to either fight the danger or flee it. By speeding up our heart rate and breathing, this was quite useful when we were living among the dangers. Being able to successfully flee a predator was a pretty handy skill, but the truth is chances are there are not many jungle creatures threatening your path. Most of your anxiety, the fight or flight response that makes you sweat and shake and pant, is a reaction to a perceived threat in the mind. These thoughts, which we will call imaginary lions, are usually a sign that you are time traveling. Notice that none of these thoughts is about an immediate problem. The problem occurred in the past or might potentially occur in the future. daily imaginary lions can leave us chased to the point of exhaustion. Our body experiences every single one of those thoughts as a treat, a cue that we are in danger. Imagine if we did live in the jungle and there were a lion every step of the way. No wonder so many people feel overwhelmed by their day-to-day lives, even when they are healthy, comfortable, and safe. When you are stressed or anxious, ask yourself, am I being chased by imaginary lions? Ask yourself if there is an immediate problem that requires you to either fight or flee at this moment. Often, when you check in with yourself, you will notice that, surprisingly enough, there is nothing wrong. You are simply sitting in a chair in a room indoors. You are not in the freezing cold or burning heat. You are not starving to death, bleeding to death, or covered in boils. Our life is not in immediate danger. In fact, we may find that we are quite comfortable. This is a good time to breathe and acknowledge that those lions are imaginary. We are safe, and all is well. Now it's time to read the Diamond Sutra. The Low Buddha again inquired of Sabudhi, saying, "What do you think? May a sacred dogma fall who is subject only to one more reincarnation, thus muse within himself. I have obtained the fruits consonant with the merit of sacred dogma," the Low Buddha said. "What do you think, O Sabudhi? Does a sacred dogma think in this wise? The fruit of a sacred dogma has been obtained by me." Sabudhi replied and saying, "No, honored of the walls, and why? Because sacred dogma is merely a descriptive title denoting only one more reincarnation. But in reality, there is no such condition as only one more reincarnation. Hence, sacred dogma is merely a descriptive title." Sabudhi said, "Not indeed, the Low Buddha. A sacred dogma does not think in this wise. The fruit of a sacred dogma has been obtained by me. And why? Because he is not an individual being. He is not an individual Dharma. Who has obtained the state of a sacred dogma, therefore, he is called a sacred dogma." In this scripture, we talk about sacred dogma. What is sacred dogma? The sacred dogma is reborn once in the heaven and once in the human realm. However, the sacred dogma has cut off six grades of delusion in thought in the desire realm. What is delusion in thought? Thought here means consideration or discrimination. If you have thought, but no delusion. They can also be pure, as long as you use wisdom to make discriminations. There is not delusion in salt. Delusion in salt exists when you are confused and you don't understand. You think about what you don't understand. This is the nature that is entirely calculated and attached to. For instance, you might see a piece of rope at night, but not recognize it as a rope. You think, oh look, it's a snake. Why do you think that? The rope is a snake. Because, based on the rope, you give rise to the nature that is entirely calculated and attached to. That is the nature that arises relying on other things. If you investigate the rope itself, you find that the rope is in fact made of hemp and is not a snake, then you are using the perfectly accomplished real nature. The desireal has 9 grades of delusion in salt. One reaches the 3rd fruition after serving the last 3 grades of delusion in the salt. If one serves the first 6 grades of delusion in salt in the desireal, one becomes certified to the 2nd fruition of arhatship. If one has not served these 6 grades, one cannot become certified to the 2nd fruition. One returns once to the heaven in the desire realm and once to human realm. Thus, one is called he who returns once more. When one returns, one becomes certified to a hardship and ends birth and death. Now it's time to practice mindfulness meditation. Sometimes we have delusion in thought, such as imaginary lions. The best way to avoid imaginary lions is to stop time traveling. The only way to do this is to connect with the present moment. We can achieve present moment awareness by practicing mindfulness. This is a fantastic way to decrease stress because chances are that right here, right now, you are lion free. Now, sit quietly in a room with no distractions. During this exercise, it will be helpful if you draw the shades to any windows and close the door to the room. You are going to fully examine the space in this room. So it will be easier if the space is limited. Now, close your eyes. Pay close attention to the room around you. Do not think about the objects in the room, but rather the space around those objects. Think about the space under things, above things, and between things. Now, think of the space between tiny cracks and the space that flows over the furniture. Think of the space from the floor to the ceiling. Focus intently on this space. Feel how much space there really is around these objects. See how the space flows from one end of the room to the other. Think about the space around your own body. then think about the space within your body. Think about your lungs and nostrils and ear canals, all filled with space. Think of the connections between the space in this room and the space in your body. Now, think about the air in this room flowing in and out of your body with every breath. Now, open your eyes. The more often you practice it, the more you will begin to sense the connections between yourself and the space around you. I will see you in the next episode. Feeling this connection will help you to stay grounded and to remain present, even when imaginary lions try to frighten you. Thank you for your attention. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe.